Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Dove Knight. Top of the song is, I cannot be a normal person, a robot. See, as I define a normal person in a previous broadcast, is a person regardless of class, wealth, race, religion, country, family background, is that they're influenced by their parents, their heritage. You know, it's like they grow up and, you know, all everything they do and they say, they pretty much don't make a decision for themselves. They don't think outside the box. Who they marry, decisions on who they marry and who, what job they have and who, what friends they hang out with and what activities they do, it's influenced by their families, their churches, their synagogues, their, you know, pressure, other people. And they don't usually make a decision for themselves. They usually, the decisions they make is based on what others think of them. You know, it's hard to be yourself, though, in a society. Or a society where you see on social media, TV, you know, the images that they give you. It happens a lot, this robotic, normal life, where it's limited. You know, you have to look a certain way to be accepted. You have to have money. You have to do this. You have to do that. Of course, it's a difference from bettering yourself. You know, we all have to better ourselves through education, through taking care of ourselves. That's one thing, health-wise, yes. But it's another to always appease somebody else. But the truth of the matter is that no matter where we come from, most people are conservative to some degree, and they do a lot of activities based on how they've grown up. I guess, and part of it's genetics and part of it's environment, you know. Well, they are the others, these few others, you know, who just pretty much come from, born, you know, they born into something, and they just start their own revolution, you know, they just wear their own clothes, dress differently, and they hang out with different people who are different from them, and which is good, you know. They should, you know, in the Christian religion, from what I've heard of, you know, Jesus of Nazareth was very odd. He was born in a Jewish faith, but started his own ideas, and he hung out with different people. They thought he was crazy and unique. Well, it happens in religions, and it happens in music, it happens in, you know, in all kinds of different ways where a unique person comes. A lot of times the first impression or the first thing they do is they get ostracized or they get, you know, the naysayers put them down because of fear. You know, they, you know, like with Elvis Presley with rock music, they were scared of that type of music in the 50s. You know, you see it. But I personally know that while some traditions, I'm aware, you know, life is complex, and you know, some things you can enjoy, you know, like holidays and stuff like that. But I have to be myself. I cannot be controlled by what somebody else wants me to be. I'm trying to live life on my own terms. Because I find it that when I live life on other people's terms through religion or so on, I feel inhibited. So I had to find my own way because I do know by knowledge, but also, more importantly, knowledge comes from experience with other people. People are unique in their own way. God did not make us to be the same. He made us to be individuals. I mean, we're 99.9% human beings. I mean, physically, but that 1% inside of us are different. I learned that I was very much who I was as a young person. And yes, I was ostracized. And yeah, liking hard rock music for someone like me, if you looked at me and you see, you wouldn't think of me as a hard rock and roller. And they thought I was really crazy. They had this preconception that people who are into rock music or listen to it or play it are either mentally ill or they're Satan worshipers or they're drug addicts, and I wasn't, and I don't know, neither one of them. I am not no Satan worshiper. I am, but a lot of rockers take drugs because it helps with their creativity. It's nothing wrong. I mean, well, I can't judge, but I can't take it for my health reasons, But what I can say is that at this stage, I cannot be controlled by what somebody else do. I'm gonna follow the law. I'm gonna mind my business. I ain't gonna tell somebody what to do. Because controlling or trying to be, part of this prejudice notions, because prejudiced people are ignorant. They're normal robots, controlled by their heritage, their ignorance, lack of education, and lack of awareness that society is diverse. If people were meant to be the same, they would have been born that way. God made me who I was, and so God made other people who they were. That includes, people race, skin color, the gender and the sexual orientation, all that stuff that comes with ignorance. Those people ain't necessary. I don't even consider that. And when we go into that motto, that's been around since the beginning of time, and that's part of life. That's natural. But even then, ignorant people just the thought they were different. Oh, the colored people are different, or whatever. The ignorance was there. Now we know more that they're not. We know that the gay people are, been around since the beginning of time. No religion or anything will tell you different. Can detour the fact that since the beginning of time has been around, and there's been so many atrocities and so many wars and chaos, and still is because of people's ignorance. And the normal people are part of that privilege, or they're part of that, privileged society that happens to be prejudiced. I can't be prejudiced against anybody, but because of the ignorance. But at the same time, when it comes to making decisions for myself, of course, people can, who I really trust, can lend in their opinions, but I have to make my own decisions. I'm not going to make a decision because my mom wants me to be this way, or to appease my mom, or to appease my family, or to appease the society, because I want to be accepted by them. It's going to be inhibit me. I have to make a decision because it's going to make me happy. I have to be happy. Even if I, and now I ain't happy because of this chronic adversity, but I'm willing to go through it because it's the truth. I can't be something I ain't. I can't be a robot. I mean, I know that the limitations and what I'm going through is very difficult, but I mean, I'm healthy. I mean, I'm, I look at Buddhism, chant, pray, music, laughing, talking. I mean, if I complain or whatever, I'm still a human being. A lot of the problems I have is because of the limitations that some people have, their prejudices, their ignorance. I have to make a choice just to do what everybody else want me to do, and I'd be happy, even though it's not helpful. I'm not talking about, it's a difference between what's how, taking a doctor's telling me to take a high blood pressure pill to make me to calm my to lower my blood pressure, because that's important. I have to do that because that's for health. I'm talking about trying to make me hang out with certain people, or to or to work at a certain place, and an occupation that I don't want to work in. I want to be a musician, but I also love to be in school law, and I have diversity, lawyer, doctor, and they want me to be something I don't want to be, if and I don't want to. And yeah, would I cannot go into a job such as a factory job because I would not be happy. But if I did that because
I'm doing it because to appease my mom or to appease somebody else, then I would consider myself normal. There's no such thing as normal by definition and by the truth. Normal is complex. There's no such thing as normal. Everybody's unique in some way. That has a uniqueness about them that's different from another human being. And that's the value of life. We know that the most unique people have changed the world, you know, or brought something to it. You know, the Beatles come in and play their music, the first real, you know, real rock band to see. Or how Jimi Hendrix changed the guitar, how the guitar was played. Or et cetera, you know. It's part of how it is. Albert Einstein changed the world. But all these people were very unique. But, you know, most people ain't going to be a famous genius or something. There are a lot of geniuses who never become famous, but I can't be told what clothes to wear or something. I'm not going to walk around naked or walk around in something that's embarrassment, you know, that's detriment to my health. But I can't. It's just, it won't work. It hasn't. We all have to be who we need to be. And unique people will have suffered a lot in the society. They have been targeted. Being myself and being outspoken, well, people have called me crazy. They have called me mentally ill. I should not be hanging around. That's because they're ignorant or because they're either they're ignorant or because they don't know how to mind their business. Is something wrong with them? If they had good self-esteem and it was in control of their lives, they would not be prejudging me or worrying about me. They'd be worrying about themselves. But I do know that I'd hang around positive people. I'm not going to hurt anybody or, you know, just like when I look at gay marriage. I mean, gay marriage is just part of life. That's their life. I can't prejudge them. I mean, they judge them because of a Bible or because, I mean, that's ignorant. That's a normal robot. That's not only a normal robot. That's an idiot. That's a racist. You know, a lot of people who, you know, I can't worry about what other people think of me. So I know that I have to love people regardless of race or gender. I have to find my own way in this life, do the best I can. I have to also know where I have to give and take. You know, there's a slippery slope with some things, but I am who I am. And that's all I care about. And I'm sure that most people don't give a damn, but that's who it is. I can't be controlled by somebody else or be told how to live my life or et cetera, et cetera. I have to make my own decisions. Hopefully you will too, Dove Knight. It's limitations to being a normal robot or person. Be yourself. When I say normal, I'm talking about living life on your own terms and thinking outside the box, not being controlled by somebody else. So good night from Dove Knight, because Dove Knight is the one and only. So are you. You're special. Hopefully you'll find your potential. I'm sorry. I can't be limited or inhibited. Bye.